What may have been the original light sport aircraft becomes the segment's latest official entrant. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome to Lakeland. Paul Plack here with John McBean, who since 2006 has been the president of Kitfox Aircraft, based in Homedale, Idaho. The company has been around for 25 years. John has been running it for about three. We're here to talk today about the latest entry into the light sport aircraft ranks, the Kitfox Supersport. John, first of all, thanks for taking some time out to talk to us today. And I have to start off with the first obvious question, and that is, by the unofficial count, this makes the 97th entry into the light sport aircraft market. How will Kitfox be unique?
Kitfox is unique, one, that it's 100% American manufactured and built. Right at Homedale, Idaho, and our philosophy is to buy American and build American.
Now, you mentioned in your press conference about buying local in terms of buying Idaho, too. What parts of the aircraft come from the area immediately around your location, and why is that important?
Well, it's important to us to help the local economy as well as the U.S. economy. Most importantly, a lot of our CNC parts, our routered parts, laser cut parts are done by various companies within Idaho. From an industry standpoint, and that helps them and it helps us as well.
Now, the starting price of this aircraft in its most basic form is about $86,000. How did you hold that line when so many other light sport aircraft have not been able to hold the $100,000 mark?
Actually, it's $83,400, just to make that clear. But how are we able to produce that? It's just running lean. You know, keeping manufacturing costs down, we're very hands-on. My wife and I, as owners of the company, are very involved with the day-to-day processes within the factory. So it's running lean, keeping our overhead costs down, and offering a superior product to the LSA industry. We've been waiting for this moment. We're 97 on the list, but it was intentional that we held back and waited for a while.
Go into that a little more. Why did you hold off? Because the Kitfox has a heritage that, frankly, is a kind of an ancestor of a lot of the light sport aircraft that are out on the market now.
It really is. The Kitfox, as you know, was the introduction to the light sport aircraft before it actually became a rule or a definition for sport pilot. Why did we hold off? There was a lot of development. I say development, not development, but a lot of things that needed to be done, and we wanted to see what the actual standards were and not jump the gun, so that when we came out with a product, we came out with a very solid product that was going to meet all the ASTM standards correctly and proficiently and not be changing dynamically through the whole time. That, and there's a lot of industry LSAs that have come into the market very quickly, and we wanted to see what the overall take was going to be on the industry and where that price break needed to really be.
One of the things that's really unusual, I know if you go to Sebring the last couple of years, you see all these manufacturers, a lot of them have only been selling, you know, between 1 and 10 aircraft a year. Some have sold 1 or 2 a year, and yet they all seem to be hanging on. You set out in your press conference that your anticipated volume to start with will be 6 units per year in SLSA form. It seems to me you're making a realistic projection, and yet you'd think Kitfox, with its heritage, would be one of the better sellers.
Well, we are in a lower economy right now. What we wanted to do, we can spool up and staff up very quickly to a minimum of 12 a year if we need to. Being realistic is part of what we're trying to accomplish. At 6 a year, that's profitable for the company. It positions us very well into 2009 and for 2010. So as demand requires, we can staff up accordingly.
Let's talk about some of the features of the aircraft. What are the things that people will find in a Kitfox Supersport SLSA that are unique or optimized for this market segment?
As you said earlier, Kitfox has been optimized for this market segment for a long time. So all we've done is refined it. We're using the Rotax 912S powered as a standard power plant. Whirlwind, which is out of San Diego, it's a three-blade composite propeller. That's what you see on the front of this airplane. It's a fabulous little prop. The Grove Aircraft wheels and brakes, Grove Aircraft aluminum spring gear, so it's very robust, very sound. Again, supporting the concept of Buy USA, and we're trying to support that as well. What's unique about the airplane into this segment? It's built very, very stout. It's modeled right after our S7 Supersport kit, which is actually rated up to a 1550 gross weight airplane. We have not derated the structure. The empty weight of the aircraft is 789, 768 in its base form. The one sitting behind us was 789. It offers a overall aircraft that offers superior performance, very agile handling characteristics, great in the backcountry as well as your local FBO for wherever. All in all, it's just a great little airplane.
We'll be back in a moment with more with John McBean of Kitfox. In Lakeland, I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. Clarity Aloft headsets employ patented Comply Canal tips, composed of soft viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. More than simple earplugs, these foam tips provide full-spectrum noise reduction and outstanding attenuation. This advanced technology is lab-tested, proving that viscoelastic passive noise reduction is superior to active noise reduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. In Lakeland, I'm Paul Plack with Kitfox President John McBean. Yesterday, Kitfox announced its new Supersport SLSA is now on sale. But for those who'd like a little more capability, the underlying design is still available as an amateur-built kit with a high level of support from the company.
Well, the kit market, our kits are already pretty much quick-build. We get asked, do you have quick-build features? Well, there's no welding required. The ribs are pre-made. So it's pretty much in quick-build form already. To take it one step further, we offer a quick-build wing package. Okay, and that quick-build wing, we assemble the wing in our factory jigs. On top of that, what we've created is what we call a jump start program. Most folks are intimidated by the fabric covering, which is Stitz polyfiber. It's a very simple process, but if you're not familiar with it, it's fear of the unknown. So they get a little intimidated by that, and what we do is we have our jump start program that will take the airplane. They come work with us one-on-one at the factory for a week period. They will do the subcomponent structures that are required to meet the 51% rule prior to cover. At the end of that program, they cover the bottom of the fuselage, so they actually get some hands-on experience on covering. From that point, they leave, and 30 days later, approximately, we'll send them an airplane that has been fabric-covered, finish-taped, and ready for the finish coats. It's a program that works out very well, and it's been a very successful program by a lot of folks that enjoy it. There's a lot to the program, from sub-assemblies inside the fuselage, working one-on-one, if you've never used rivets, or you know some of the components. If you're a first-time builder, it's a little different.
Now, you flew two of your aircraft here to Lakeland from Idaho ahead of this event. How is this aircraft? I mean, it must be a fairly capable aircraft for cross-country as well.
Well, yeah, coming from Idaho to Florida is 2,330 nautical. It was on our website, so we'll have a 4,600-mile round trip. It is a very capable airplane. It's a very comfortable airplane. It handles, as a lightweight airplane, a lot of people think that they're going to be very unstable in the air. This particular airplane is very stable in the air, surprisingly so to pilots that expect it to be very bumpy and turbulent air. So it provides good performance plus mountain performance plus cross-country performance, and you can fly throughout the day. Now, obviously, when it gets real bad in the heat of New Mexico, it can get a little bumpy, but you just deal with it. That's aviation.
Now, a lot of people, when they think of Kitfox, think of the tail dragger with the big Tundra tires on it and all that. This will be available either as a tailwheel or a nose wheel. What lies ahead in the process of determining how this could be field converted if somebody wanted that option?
Primarily, as you know, the aircraft behind me is actually a convertible geared aircraft. So the main gear can be moved forward and this can be converted into a tailwheel. The ASTM requirements are very specific on who can do certain maintenance, and it's provided by the manufacturer. On a major gear change, We're anticipating, we just haven't decided whether we want to allow that as a strictly a factory option where it needs to come back to the factory to be done, because we are here in the U.S., or if it's something we want to authorize by AMPs and how the inspection process needs to be done. Because it's a gear system, we're hesitant about just letting the build or the owner of the aircraft do that. And we just haven't decided how to handle that yet. We'll make a decision on that here in the near future.
Well, final question. It's been since 2006 now. How do you like running Kit Fox? I mean, was it more than you thought you were taking on, or has it been a labor of love?
Isn't it always more than we think we're taking on? It's really a labor of love. I'm very passionate about aviation. I've been flying since I was very young. So my passion is aviation. The Kit Fox is an airplane that I actually just enjoy flying and love to fly. You climb into it, you put a smile on your face. That's what it was all about. Whether it's in tail dragger configuration or tri-gear configuration, doesn't matter to me so much. It's just the joy of flying recreational. As a business side of it, the thing I have to keep very cautious is not to turn what I'm very passionate about and what I love into a job, so to speak. And we do that very effectively by flying to air shows or just flying in the backcountry. In all honesty, we can go up to, a lot of the Idaho backcountry has breakfast places, and we'll take off and head up there on the weekends during the summer. So it is more than what we anticipated in some times, and then it's very rewarding at other times when you get to talk to builders and owners of the airplane and how happy they are with the airplane, or how glad they are to be in a Kit Fox because of the safety record that it has. Just overall, it's a great family. It's a very large community, and that's important as well, because you get a few of them that will hop together and just fly somewhere together. And when you do it as a team like that, it can make the whole trip a lot more fun.
Well, John, we want to wish you all success. It's a beautiful aircraft. We're going to let our folks get some shots around it here for Aero TV. We wish you continued success, and I want to get up to Homedale sometime and come see your place.
Come on up, Paul. I'd love to have you up there. We'll go for a ride.
John McBean is president of Kit Fox Aircraft. Find more details at www.kitfoxaircraft.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.